Say goodbye to the special master.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A federal appeals court has ruled a judge improperly appointed that master, like former President Trump had wanted, to review the documents the FBI seized from the Trump Florida resort.
The appellate judges said this whole appeal forced them to consider if the lower court judge had the jurisdiction to block the government from seizing records in a criminal investigation. And they wrote the answer was no, that the document seizure was justified in the first place because of the search warrant signed by a judge, and that the former president's arguments on this were a sideshow.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the case could be appealed to the Supreme Court. There will not be a railroad worker strike that many feared could cripple the economy. The Senate joined the House approving legislation forcing unions that rejected a tentative contract to accept it. Republican Senator Rand Paul voted present instead of yay or nay, telling Fox,
I don't think Congress should be involved with contracts saying, oh, labor's right and labor should get this. Or I also don't think Congress should say, oh, management's right and management should get this.
This morning, we'll get a key economic report later this hour, expected to show a hiring slowdown, about 200,000 jobs created last month, no change expected in the unemployment rate. President Biden goes to Boston today for a fundraiser and a royal meeting with Britain's Prince William and his wife, Kate, after a formal state dinner, a first for this president, in honor of French leader Emmanuel Macron.
Support for Ukraine amid the ongoing Russian invasion was a top topic, both leaders pledging to stand together against brutality.
The idea that Putin is ever going to defeat Ukraine is beyond comprehension.
Macron also pushed for continued Ukraine aid from the U.S., saying what is at stake in Ukraine goes far beyond Europe, but is about our values and our principles.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House, a top advisor to Ukraine's president, said today 10 to 13,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed fighting Russia's invasion. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There is some confusion in Moscow, Idaho, in the probe into the murders of four university students found stabbed to death at a home nearly 3 weeks ago. And while police still have no suspects,
police are clarifying their clarification on whether the four college students were targeted. The Moscow Police Department stating, quote, we remain consistent in our belief that this was indeed a targeted attack, but have not concluded if the target was the residents or its occupants. That's the clarification.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. There was some drama at a home just after midnight in Rowan County, North Carolina. A home was on fire, and when help arrived, someone started shooting. A firefighter and two law enforcement officers were injured. They're expected to survive, but that gunman was killed when officers fired back. On Wall Street, stock futures down a little ahead of the jobs report this hour. At soccer's World Cup, the day after Germany was eliminated, there are four more matches. Four more countries will advance to the next round. The U.S. already did and plays a win or go home game tomorrow morning against the Netherlands. And a lot of Americans may be watching.
More people are watching the World Cup this year than in 2018. According to Fox, through the first 31 matches, Fox Sports is averaging 3.15 million viewers per game, a 44% improvement over the same time frame for the last World Cup. The U.S. team did not qualify for the 2018 World Cup, which resulted in lower ratings for the network across all platforms for the U.S. versus England. November 25th, Fox had 15.49 million viewers, a record for any men's soccer match on English language TV in the United States. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Week 13 of the NFL season kicked off last night. Buffalo beat New England 24-10. Now, the Bills are 9-3, moving into first place in the AFC East. The Patriots fall to 6-6. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.